Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been talking to her on the radio for 4 years now. The sexual tension keeps building and building. Some 30-odd years ago, she squeezed Seth out of her fruit basket and brought him into this world. Okay. Mama Kush, what's up?
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing real well. Sorry to tear you away from your Thanksgiving cooking. What you making this year?
Oh, I am making everything you could possibly think of.
Mm. I think she's catering.
All right. That's different.
No, I'm making a turkey. I'm making stuffing. I'm making potatoes. I'm making mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, I added something to the menu.
Well, that's much different from what you were making last year, which is reservations at Maggiano's.
Oh, that's right.
This is true. We thought we'd try something different.
Look at you. Who are we having over for Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow, Mama Kush?
It's just the immediate family.
Oh, okay. I can see read between the lines there. How is it that Seth has lived these 30-some-odd years on this planet and never tasted pie? Or is he lying, Mama Kush?
Well, I've always had pie at Thanksgiving.
That's not true.
Okay.
That's not true.
That is so true.
Okay, Elise, listen. We've gone to Joy's house every single year. There's never been pie there. How could you say that you've had pie every single year? You just started hosting Thanksgiving last year, the year before they went to Maggiano's, and then for the as long as I've been alive, we went to Aunt Joy's house, and there was never pie.
Okay, first of all, back it up, buddy. I have always had pie at Aunt Joy's house. She's always had a pumpkin pie. We've always had an apple pie.
Please.
And when I've had Thanksgiving, I've always had a pie. So I don't know where you've been.
Hmm. Well, no one ever offered me pie, so I don't know where you guys are hiding it.
You hiding your pie?
Well, maybe you just didn't want pie. Maybe that's just not something you... You know, it's hard to have pie when you have a plate of chocolate chip cookies, fudge, and all the other yummy stuff that you like.
Yeah, that's true. He does pack the fudge on a plate, that's for sure.
And Mom, you're baking pies? Because Brett told me that you bought your pies at Publix.
Oh, damn. He didn't.
Shots fired.
Okay, he just said he was going to say that. I am baking my pies. Pumpkin, apple, and pecan.
And those are baking in your oven right now?
No, I'm starting them tomorrow morning.
Okay. Starting them from scratch? You making everything from scratch? Tell me about your pies.
Okay. Everything is being made from scratch. I did all my shopping on Tuesday. You know, I feel like I'm on the witness stand right now.
No, baby. It ain't like that at all. I just want to know all about your pie.
I am making everything from scratch. The only thing I'm not making from scratch are my rolls.
Well, I wish I were there for Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow so I could go face down one of your pies. They sound delicious.
Well, how come you're not coming over?
You said immediate family only. Otherwise, I'd love to get my mouth on that pie.
Oh, God.
Well, I consider you immediate family.
Oh.
I don't.
I'm your new daddy, Seth.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, I am. We're going to have your son taste pie live on the air. He says it's his first time ever tasting pie. Knowing him like you do, Mama Kush, how would you think your son is going to react to tasting pie for the very first time?
Well, what kind of pie is it?
It is, Nikki, what kind of pie did you appropriate for Seth for his first pie tasting?
We got the classic pumpkin pie.
Okay.
And then Seth wanted something chocolate, so we did French silk pie.
Do the pumpkin first.
Yeah.
Okay, he will definitely not like the pumpkin pie. He will hate it.
Definitely will hate the pumpkin pie. All right, let's see. Seth, dig into that pumpkin pie, and let's see. Oh, he just took a big bite of pie?
Hmm.
Yes, what do you think?
Hmm. That's pretty... That's not bad.
Yeah, he likes it.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
Interesting. Try another bite.
Another bite?
Yeah. Yeah, I really want to...
Get some whipped cream.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Hmm. Oh, that's pretty good.
See? He likes it.
Yeah. Oh. I like that pie.
You feel like you've been missing out on a lot?
Not really, but it's still pretty good.
Spit French silk pie everywhere.
You like chocolate?
Can I try the chocolate pie?
Oh, yeah. If you like the pumpkin, you're going to love the French silk.
Yeah.
Man, this is amazing.
See, you're going to really feel like you've been missing out on something.
All right,
for
man, this is falling apart.
Yeah, you know, once you go chocolate.
You never go bocklet.
Yeah.
I don't know what that
means. It's close.
No, thanks.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that good?
Oh, man, French silk right now.
Now mix them together.
Yeah, pumpkin and French. No, don't do that. Don't cross the pies.
I'm going to mix them up right now.
Here's cross pie?
Don't cross pie.
No, here's some pumpkin.
Right.
And here's some French silk.
Oh, this is crazy what he's trying here. Oh, my God. He's pie crazy.
Oh, they cancel each other out. I don't taste anything.
So, Mama Kush, it turns out that your son is somewhat of a pie aficionado. All these years, he's been depriving himself.
Well, if he comes, you know, decides to stop on by for Thanksgiving, you can have some pie here.
All right. Well, if he doesn't, then I'll be sure to eat an extra helping of pie just to make up for the pie that Seth is not eating. What time are we eating tomorrow?
We're eating at 4.
That works for me. I'm volunteering at Pinellas Hope at noon. I don't know if anybody knew that or not, but I'll be volunteering my time to help feed homeless people at noon tomorrow at Pinellas Hope. But I'll try to.
I'll be doing that on Christmas morning, just so you know.
I have no doubt about your charitable benevolence, Mama Kush. Thank you very much. I hope that you and your family have a wonderful Thanksgiving celebration tomorrow. I am very grateful to have you in my life for the last 4 years.
Jeez.
I'm very grateful that I was able to talk to you without making any hair pie references.
Okay.
I promised Seth that I would not. But if that had been on the menu, then you can be rest assured that I would have eaten that until both of us were satisfied, Mama Kush.
Oh.
Okay, so ask Seth if he's going to have to bring this up in therapy that he didn't have pie growing up as a kid.
Do you feel like you'll have to bring that up in therapy now that you missed out on all this pie?
No, I'll bring up the fact that you discussed hair pie with my mother, even though I asked you not to.
All right, Mama Kush, I'll taste your pie tomorrow, all right?
Okay.
All right, I'm excited. Thanks. Love you.
Love you back.
Love you, Mom. Bye.
Yeah.
So Seth, do you think he'd try pie? Oh, he's getting
more pie.
He's getting ready to eat more pie.
Oh, get that on that pie. Look at him.
This pie's awesome.
Oh, he never tries new things, and when he does, he hates them.
As soon as we go to break, in the trash. What did I do?
He's going binge and purge as soon as we take a moment
for
us.
So what's in here? What's pie?
Oh, you don't want to know
the
calorie content of that.
It's all healthy stuff, like kale and...
Oh, it's all natural.
Yeah. Kale and spinach and all kinds of really,
local grown farm source, whatever.
Farm to table.
No HMO, no homo.
No homo, no gumo, no nothing. Yeah. You're good, dude.
Man, that is nice.
Enjoy. See you. Mine. All right. Let's think.
I don't get to ever join in with when you guys
there's a reason for it. You just sounded like a duck with a turtle.
Meat man. That's what you guys do.
No, it's
meat man. What? It's the same thing you guys are doing.
It's not.
All right, do it.
Hey, Nikki, say Brandon.
Her mic's off.
Oh, sorry, Nikki, say, hey, Brandon, what's up?
Hey, Brandon, what's up?
Mang.
All right, now.
Now you try it.
Hey, Brandon, what's up?
Mang man! Can we all do it together?
All right, sure.
All right.
Ready? On three.
All right,
ready? One, two, three.
You were waving everybody off.
No,
so
no,
you were saying on three.
No, I was saying on three.
Okay.
On three. Ready? One, two, three.
Mate Mayan! I want to get it.
I know you do.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
Wait, can Nikki try it?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. I bet it'll be better than yours. Go ahead, Nikki.
Meat man.
That's it. You nailed it. Good job.
All right, I got to bring it down a notch.
All right, go ahead.
Meat man.
No. That sounds
great.
Meat man. think like you're saying it like if the Roadrunner was saying it.
Meat man.
not Gilbert Gottfried, the Roadrunner.
Meat man.
No, man.
All right. I'll stay out of it. No, I don't have to participate in everything.
Meat man.
Meat man.
No. That's not, all right.